Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. It's a big day down at Stonewall, where they're dedicating a new visitor center today, commemorating the 55th anniversary of the uprising which sparked the gay rights movement. President and Dr. Biden flying in for the commemorative, along with a number of other higher-ups. And our guy, Mac Rosenberg, is there on site joining us with the latest. Mac, I hear security is crazy down there for more reasons than one.
We're actually, I think, getting closer to the point where this area will become what they call a frozen zone. Some of the sanitation trucks that have been acting as security have started to reshuffle here, all in preparation for the president going to be speaking just a few steps away from here, nearby at the Stonewall Inn on Christopher Street. And good luck getting there, because there is nothing but barricades and police officers, Secret Service as well, making for several layers of security. And the president today will be here with the First Lady, also Governor Hochul, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, and some other local leaders. 55 years now since the Stonewall Rebellion, and they're marking this occasion today with the opening of a brand new Stonewall National Monument Visitor Center right next to the inn. This is a tribute to the history of the modern gay rights movement, also an educational experience. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thank you, Mac. And as the president commemorates the Stonewall riots, there's a push in Congress to officially designate today as Stonewall Day. On this day in 1969, police raided the prominent Greenwich Village gay bar, prompting protests against prejudicial policies that targeted the LGBTQ. Well, that uprising marked the beginning of the modern-day LGBTQ equality movement. The resolution's backed by Congress members Dan Goldman, Richie Torres, and Kirsten Gillibrand. We'll let you know how that goes. All of this, of course, ahead of the city's Pride March on Sunday, the nation's largest LGBTQ Pride celebration. As always, the NYPD making security preps now to make sure New Yorkers can celebrate safely. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Public Info Tariq Shepard speaking at the security briefing today.
Right now, again, no credible threats to the parade. Although we usually do see every year around this time an uptick in propaganda and material that we see posted online and things like that. But there's no specific credible threat to this parade. And we're ready to keep everybody safe and have a good event.
Yeah, this year's Pride March theme is Reflect, Empower, Unite. It steps off the curb Sunday at noon from 25th Street and 5th Avenue. Marches will end up at 16th and 7th. So, did you tune in to the debate last night? Did you? Seems to be a consensus now that a lot of folks watching weren't too pleased with either candidate.
Dee Dee and John are visiting from North Carolina. I found them waiting for a bus.
It was exactly what we thought.
Meaning?
We're in trouble.
We're in trouble as a country.
They were inclined to support Trump. Douglas is visiting from Belgium and said the debate was upsetting.
And I was surprised that Biden performed so badly. More than surprised, I'm very disappointed, because in Europe we worry a lot about Trump.
And then I ran into David, a New Yorker on Broadway, who had better things to do than watch the debate.
I went to Patsy's and had white clam sauce with linguine, chicken piccata, a couple of glasses of Prosecco. I think that was much better than the silly debate.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Prosecution has rested in the bribery trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. Remember him? Prosecutors have spent the past 7 weeks presenting evidence alleging the senator accepted gold bars and cash as bribes in exchange for favors to three businessmen. With the prosecution now resting, the defense will begin calling their own witnesses next week. Menendez on trial with two of the businessmen accused in the bribery scheme after a third already pleaded guilty to a cooperation deal with the government and testified at the trial. The senator's wife, Nadine, also facing charges, but her trial has been postponed. On a brighter note, if you're heading to Jones Beach Theater for a concert this summer, you'll notice that the place got a big facelift here.
There are clean lines and a lot of brick. Tom C. of Live Nation Entertainment says he wanted the look to be what was popular decades ago when the Jones Beach Theater opened in the 1950s.
And you know, we realized we didn't have a place of entry here that was like magnificent. What we did was create really a stunning entry portal.
And once inside, there is a beautiful area to sit and eat and more bathrooms, a and food choices, including specialty burgers.
We've added 20% more restrooms, permanent 30% more food and beverage locations. We want folks spending less time in line.
Some of the performers this summer include...
We just announced Post Malone and Anderson .Paak. Alanis Morissette will be here.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Jones Beach Theater.
In case you didn't notice, we are in the midst of a huge holiday travel rush as folks get ready for the 4th of July. The TSA says today is expected to be the busiest air travel day. More than 3 million folks poised to take the skies. If that happens, it'll surpass the agency's current record for the most people screened on a single day, which was just under 3 million. That was set last Sunday, as a matter of fact. During last year's Independence Day travel rush, the Friday before the holiday was also the most popular air travel day. So we'll see if that trend holds out here. Well, and yet another budget cut reversal. I said reversal, yes. The city is restoring $58 million in funding for libraries. Council member Justin Brandon touted the agreement, saying libraries play a number of important roles for New Yorkers.
Our libraries aren't just about books. They're tabernacles of freedom and democracy. And our libraries are a lighthouse for kids, for parents, new immigrants, seniors. And these are sacred spaces that serve New Yorkers of all ages, all backgrounds, every income level, and every neighborhood.
Tabernacles of freedom. Preach, brother, preach. The funding means that the city's three library branches will get to restore seven-day service, which is a big change because they were forced to shut their doors on Sundays due to the cuts. The agreement also restores 53 million big ones to cultural institutions.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.